Welcome to the Architect My Life podcast. I'm Maya Schlachter, serial entrepreneur and CEO of the MGS Global Group, where we serve architecture and design firms with project delivery, such as drafting, 3D visualization, and graphics production support. I am also the founder of Architect My Life. My goal is to help creative entrepreneurs such as architects and other design-related professionals scale their business to six or seven figures. I also show them how it's possible to do this while living a rich life outside their work, reclaiming time and energy for themselves and their families. Creatives were taught how to master their craft, but not taught how to run and grow a business. Each podcast episode features a different entrepreneur from the creative industry who shares their journey towards success. If you have a growth story that others in our community could benefit from hearing, stick around to the end of the show to see how you could be a guest in one of our future episodes. Now, let's dive into this episode.
All right, so welcome to Architect My Life podcast. My name is Betty Quimby. I'm your host, and today we have Jillian Rothschild Scholar. Did I pronounce it correctly?
You got it right. You get an A. You get a gold star. Awesome. Awesome job.
Oh, thank you. All right. Well, I'm very interested. I looked up your websites about feng shui. Is it feng shui?
Feng shui.
Feng shui.
It's like F-U-N-G. Feng shui.
Feng shui. Okay. So I looked up your website and it's very interesting. And I'm so excited for you to be here today to tell us about your business. So first and foremost, please do tell us about your business.
Thank you so much for having me. It's just such a pleasure to connect with you.
Absolutely.
So my name is Jillian Rothschild Scholar, and I am the owner and founder of Feng Shui in Motion. You can find me on my website that you mentioned, fsinmotion.com. I'm here because I love to help people who are dealing with like big unanswered life questions in their life, and they're looking for someone they can trust to get some clarity, enabling them to confidently move forward. So a lot of the people that seek me out are ambitious people who intuitively are feeling like something is a little bit off. Like they can't put their finger on it, but they just sort of feel like something is not right. This just feels weird or it's off. And they're unable to choose, like, what do I do? Because this feels weird and I'm not sure what's going on. And then when they get that clarity, then they can take some steps to move forward, which helps them get to the results a little bit faster. So typically people like are trying to get from point A to point B. And there's this concept that like anything that you want will come to you as long, you know, it can go around the world to get to you or not. So, you know, you can wait for it to go around the world or you can accelerate your results and get there a little faster. So with feng shui, a lot of what happens is we put you in good energy alignment with the right timing and it moves that needle. You get from point A, you know, even in small increments, but you get there a little faster, which is nice.
That is so interesting. Wow. Thank you so much. And it's such a unique topic. I'm curious, when did you realize that you wanted to be a business owner and specifically in this field?
So I was a little bit of a weird kid. I was always into energy and horoscopes and tarot cards. And when I got out of college, I had my first experience with Reiki. And then I spent a good chunk of time like reading every self-help book that I could get my hands on. And I had been like feng shui books came to me. And I mean, I was sort of into this kind of stuff anyway on my own. And then what happened was I was in corporate America and I had a crappy business situation that happened in my business, you know, in my company. And it was right after I moved into a new house. And so I started to put the pieces together like, what happened here? Maybe it's the house. Like everything was fine until I moved. And what I just was like looking around going, what everything was going great. Like how did it fall apart so quickly? So that's when I really started to look at feng shui. And I even brought in a consultant who ended up being my first teacher. And I started to feel like, oh, this gets me results. And oh, this feels better. And there's got to be something to this. So that's when I started to study. Wow. And once I started to study and I realized that I picked it up pretty quickly, that I wanted to help people. So, it doesn't sound like I quit my job the next day. Like I spent 10 years actually with that same company cultivating, you know, my day job, having a lot of success in my day job and using the feng shui energy to have good results in my career. And then on the side, I'm sort of helping my friends, finding a client here or there, building it up and sort of started like a hobby, you could say. Yeah. But after a while, it became very clear that I needed to go deeper into my studies and my classical feng shui teacher was like, you must have done this in another life because you pick it up really, really fast. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, I didn't know. And, you know, over that time frame, I started building my confidence. And then the truth is, I was with this company and I convinced myself that I would stay there for a long time because I was making good money. They called it like golden handcuffs, like where you make good money and then you're not going to leave. Right. So I had convinced myself that even though I came home crying and I was unhappy all the time, that I would stay because I made good money. And then we all got laid off.
So the universe
the whole building spoke. Closed.
The universe spoke to you.
Yeah. The universe was like, go forth and, you know, do what you love. And so everyone was aghast, right? They're all really upset. People are crying, you know, their livelihoods. And I could see what was coming down the pipeline doing feng shui and I looking at my Chinese astrology chart. So I knew it's coming. I was really prepared. And so when they were like, you need to turn your badge. And I was like, here you go. And I was out the door and I was like, it's my day. Like, this is the best ever.
Wow. That is so fascinating. I love that. That's such a happy ending to that story.
It's a nice way to start a journey. I mean, I generally, when people say like, I want to start my business, and I'm like, well, don't quit your day job. I mean, that you don't really want people to jump ship so quickly.
Right. Right. Transition. Yeah. But the universe did it for you. That is amazing. Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that. I'm very interested to know, do you work with a lot of American based, like, architects and interior designers, or like, what's your, like, do you work with people like that? Are you connected to people like that?
Sure. Yeah. I have a lot of designers that say they want to incorporate feng shui into their client base and that's something they want to offer, but they know the pretty, pretty stuff. So I am very analytical and I do classical feng shui work. And so with classical feng shui, I'm much more concerned with the energy alignment and the analysis of how to put the people together with the space and the timing. And then when you put that together as sort of like a triangular structure, then everything becomes more vibrant. But how that looks in terms of aesthetics is not really my area of expertise. Oh. So I let the aesthetics be with the designer and largely even an architect, but I address the energy alignment. So if somebody says, I want to build a dream home, I have an architect, but we want to use feng shui, that's absolutely something that we can work with. And we're looking at plans and we're talking about what the architect wants, what the client wants, and how to find the right support for the client using feng shui principles.
Wow. That's so fascinating.
It's a lot more common and it's a lot more accepted, if you will, like in Europe. I have some colleagues that like are based in Italy and Germany, and it's just more, it's a little less foreign just because of the proximity to Asia, and so much more of Asian concepts have been accepted in Europe. And so here in the United States, people are like, what do you mean feng shui? And I don't understand. I'm just going to buy, you know, the builder has four plans and I have to pick one of the plans and there's not a lot of room to make adjustments.
There's a lot less creativity
and a lot less flexibility. Maybe you can add one or two things, but like the stove is where the stove is going to be, but that might not be what I would place, right, from my perspective, or I might not put a bedroom over here based on what's suitable for the client. But if you are in a position where you can, you got a piece of land and you can build it however you want, then the opportunity in classical feng shui is significant. There's a time-tested formulas. And we're talking about a globally respected art and science that uses a lot of different modalities to customize an alignment for a client. For a specific person. So if you are in a place where you can do that and you have an architect who's willing to make some adjustments and take this the right way, like cooperate with the guidelines within feng shui, it can be amazing for a client.
That's so cool. Yeah. That was one of my next questions was, how is it caught on in America? And I think you just answered it, cause it's like, well, it's kind of not as much yet.
Yeah.
But hopefully like getting, you know, more information about it out there is going to make people think about it, because it's something I never thought of. So this is so cool.
People don't really know what feng shui is. We're talking about a system that allows us to create harmony and balance within an environment. And when we create harmony and balance, it lends support to our lives. So when our lives have support through our physical environment, it's much easier for us to achieve the things that we want, like well-being and abundance, love and happiness. So when you're aligned with a nourishing, supportive environment, your life is just better. Yes. You're more at ease. You're in the flow. Things are going your way. And the lens that I look at it through is going to be very different than an architect, because their lens is different. And so if we can marry them together,
yes,
it can be amazing.
I love this.
Enhancing wealth and health and relationships. And
who doesn't want that? I love it. Well, speaking of all the good things that have happened, what do you think your biggest challenge or obstacle has been starting or growing your business? Because you're independent, right? You're independent. Yeah. Okay. So what's been the biggest challenge?
The biggest challenge is the myths and the misconceptions that are out on social media about what classical feng shui is and how it works. So the hardest conversation that I have is when a sweet woman will call me and say, I'm so excited I found you and you were referred to me by so-and-so and I want to work with you and I love feng shui. And she gets really excited and says, but we can't tell my husband and we can't move anything. So that's a really hard conversation because, well, let's talk about that. I mean, there may be recommendations to move things and what's going on in your relationship that you don't want your husband to know. And so that is a challenging conversation to have. And, you know, that's one aspect. And the other aspect is, I want you to tell me what color drapes to put up or, you know, what kind of flooring I should put in so that I can have more money in my life. And that's also not the kind of practice that I have. I mean, I can certainly consult on those kinds of things, but I'm talking about energy alignment. So I'm not going to say like, put up blue curtains and everything is going to be amazing and money will fall from the sky. That's not what I'm doing.
Sounds like they're already out of alignment if they're asking you that question.
I just think that there's some misconceptions about what feng shui is. And,
wow.
And we only get fed what social media gives us. And
true. Yeah.
It's wow. Very difficult to talk about feng shui in 4 minutes.
Wow. Yeah, seriously. Wow. Okay. Well, I did want to ask you something about, well, you already mentioned the mentor. You said that you had a mentor mm-hmm. who influenced your career. And what was their name?
Denise Liotta Dennis. Denise was she's an author. She's based in Texas. She's my first classical feng shui teacher. So I actually was part of a group, like a feng shui support, like collegial support group, if you will.
Right.
And this colleague of mine was really into classical feng shui. And I was like, how did you get into feng shui? And what should I read? And so she gave me Denise's book. And after I read her book initially, I was like, maybe I should train with her. So of course I contact Denise and she took me under her wing and I did private mentoring with her for like a year and a half. And it was a really amazing, enlightening, sort of veil lifting, if you will, exposure to all of the wisdom within classical feng shui. And it really informed the next chunk of studies and the depth that I have gone into even after that. So I think it's really important if someone's serious about training mm-hmm. to find someone that they trust to give them a good solid foundation. And so I feel like it's a little bit like college. You don't just go to one professor and you only go to that person. Often you will go to this professor for this thing and this professor for this thing. Right. So you sort of put together a team of educators that can inform your work and your knowledge base. And then that's really what I have done. So you sort of worked with her initially as a foundation. And then I was like, oh, I'm interested in this. I'm going to go to that person. I'm interested in that. I'm going to go to that person.
Right.
So then I start bringing in these other different modalities to inform the work, just like a carpenter. Like you wouldn't expect a carpenter to only come with a saw to build you a table, right?
More tools.
All these different tools in order to create something really beautiful.
Right. Wow. That's so cool. Yeah. Now we're still kind of in this pandemic thing. So I do want to know, how has COVID affected your business?
You know what? I did really well last year. because everyone was working from home and they were all freaking out because all of a sudden they have a different relationship with their space that they had never had before. They had to be in it all the time with people they didn't want to be with all day long. And they're trying to be productive and the kids and the job and the boss. Right. And, you know, can't get out of my house. And all of a sudden they were like desperate, a feeling of desperation and isolation.
Right.
And they wanted just to have a little pocket of their own domain, right? Where they could feel like, okay, if I sit here, if I do my work here, and I've got a home office, I'll be all right. And then it informs other pieces of the feng shui. You know, Denise, this is Denise's quote. She would say, people always want the whole enchilada, but sometimes all you get are the nachos.
Oh,
yeah. So sometimes all you've got is your desk or your bed or your door. And, you know, when you're working with a prefab home, you don't have a lot of customization available. So there's only a few things that we can work with, but that the business has grown significantly actually.
Great. That is so awesome to hear. I love that.
Because I can do this remotely. I mean, this has been going on for thousands of years.
Yeah.
And, it's sort of pandemic proof, if you will.
No, that's amazing. I'm so happy to hear that because there's a lot of businesses that have suffered maybe. So that's great to know. And I'm so happy to hear it. I do have another question. Let's see. Oh, what are the most important personality traits that you have or that someone needs to have in order to run a successful business? What are the personality traits?
I think that being self-directed is really important. So actually one of the things that I do in my practice is Chinese astrology. And there is a component to Chinese astrology that will show somebody that they can be their own boss. So it's a little bit like being self-directed. Okay. Being an entrepreneur means that you don't need somebody standing over your shoulder dictating what you can do or what you should do all the time. You need to have a little bit of foresight and a little bit of self-motivation to park yourself in front of the computer and get your work done without somebody standing over your shoulder saying you need to work for the next 2 hours. Yes. It does take a little bit of, and I hate to use the word discipline because I don't consider myself to be very disciplined, but I do know that I'm very self-directed. So,
that's awesome.
You know, even in my day job, I didn't need my boss to tell me what to do. I could just get it done and
get it done.
He could leave me alone and didn't need to tell me anything that, I knew what needed to happen. And so now as a business owner, having done this for over a decade, I know what needs to happen. I know how to communicate. I know, the steps that need to be taken. So I think that's maybe one thing. And the other thing that I think is helpful is to be a little bit of a chameleon, be able to see the other person's perspective and adjust your communication in a way that person can hear it. Mm. So it just happens to be that it's also a skill that I have, that I've developed over 20 years. I can pretty easily assess if someone's a visual learner, if they're an auditory learner, if they need to have what they're saying echoed back to them, if pacing needs to be adjusted.
That's a huge teaching skill. I come from a teaching background and everything you're saying, you're speaking my language. That is amazing. That's a great skill to have.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a lot. My students tell me that too, because I also teach. And so my students are like, wow, you're such a good teacher. Because I feel like I can sort of pick up like what they're going to need to make it meaningful to them.
Meeting their needs. That's amazing. Wow. Okay. So what is your dream project? If you could have one project that like, you really, really want to work on. What's your dream project?
It's coming.
Oh,
it's coming. I have a colleague who is going to be attaining some land so that she can build a healing center. And so I can see it coming down the pipeline. She and I have talked about it. It's in the works. And I'm just super excited about citing this building in a way that is going to attract people who are going to resonate with the energy alignment of the space, and situating the buildings in a way that the people who are working on in healing components can be nurtured, because helpers need help, right? So if you're going to be in a healing capacity, it's really important that you are supported so you can be at your best, so your clients can get the best from you. And it's coming. It's coming.
That's
I'm super excited about
cool.
it.
Wow. Yeah. It's like all these questions that I'm asking, you're like already killing it. You're just like, I got it.
Well, I've been doing this for a long time. So
it's awesome. Okay. And what is your design philosophy? What is your philosophy behind design? Or do you not do as much design because you're feng shui?
Right. So I don't do design in the same lens an interior designer would, but what I am designing and sort of artfully putting together are the science components behind the feng shui, and in a way, identifying creative and practical solutions so that the client can implement them.
Okay.
So I feel like my philosophy or my perspective is it needs to be practical enough for people to do it. Mm-hmm. Because if you're not going to do it, then you're not going to get the benefit, right? I'm typically not the person that's like, let's tear down a wall because this needs to happen. That's not the kind of feng shui that I practice.
Yeah.
What I'm really looking at the exterior and the energy on the exterior and how to bring it in to the interior and how to connect it inside for the client in a meaningful way.
It's all about
way.
Connection.
Right. Yes. And I also want it to be beautiful to the client. So
yes.
I'm saying, I want you to have a water feature here. If the client uses an aquarium, or if they build a fountain, or if they want to put a bucket of water. I mean, that's going to be up to their aesthetic, and I really let it be them. I'm not here to impose any kind of aesthetic on someone. And I certainly do not want your house to look like a Chinese antique store. I'm not into trinkets and tchotchkes and wind chimes. And it's not the kind of feng shui that I'm doing. I want you to align with favorable energy. It might not always be convenient. You know, there is that. You may be a little inconvenienced. It might not be what you think it should be.
But you know what you're talking about.
I do sort of know what I'm talking about. And I also sort of feel like if you're really in dire straits, if you're really sick, if you're really in a financial issue, if you're really having a problem with your relationship, you kind of will do anything it takes to crawl yourself out of the hole you've dug, or unravel a bad situation and sort of stabilize things. And so even though it may not be convenient, you will feel better.
Yes,
and that's absolutely really what you're looking for.
Oh man, that is so helpful. I'm like taking everything you're saying, and like now I know who to call when there's stuff going on, you know?
Yeah. People like, usually call me for big stuff. People don't call me to change their drapes, right? People are calling me for
huge.
I'm trying to boost my business. I'm trying to, my relationships aren't good. I have dealing with a health issue.
Right.
My kids are not behaving.
Right.
There's not usually small stuff.
Yeah, no, I get it. That's amazing. We're about to wrap up here. I most importantly want to know, and you already said at the beginning, let's say it again, where can people find you, your website or social media, please?
Ah, sure. So again, the business is Feng Shui in Motion. My name is Jillian, and the website is www.fsinmotion.com. So if people are looking for information on residential or business feng shui, those are services that I offer, along with Chinese astrology analysis and real estate consultations, renovation advising. These are all things that I do. So like buying and selling is real estate consultations. And then if you want to put in a new kitchen, or if you're trying to put an addition on, or you want to renovate the bathroom, I include timing in the things that I do. So date selection. And I also train. So I offer classes. I have a class coming up in April, and I speak and train and all
awesome.
That good stuff.
Awesome. Wow. So cool. And lastly, before we end the recorded portion, I would love to know, where do you see your business 3 years from now?
Wow.
That's a
3 years.
Yeah.
I expect my business to, I mean, I generally like to encourage my clients to build their business in increments. Mm-hmm. So I expect my business to be 60% expanded in 3 years. So I try to go for 20% increase year to year, because I'm not going to expect my business to multifold overnight. Like, that's not realistic, and most businesses can't handle that kind of influx, right?
Right.
I do have a couple of colleagues who are like, I have more business than I can handle. And that's not healthy either, right? So you want a healthy building of business.
Yeah.
So I expect my business to grow by 60% and 20% increments in the next 3 years. So more classes, more opportunities for students to train with me, and other expanded offerings around Chinese astrology and health. Like, there's some things I've got working on the pipeline.
Excellent. I love it. You're so specific. You know exactly what you want and where your business is going. Jillian, you've been a pleasure to have today. Thank you again. And everyone, this was Jillian Rothschild Scholar. And I am Betty Quimby with Architect My Life. Thanks, Jillian.
Thank you for listening to the Architect My Life podcast. We'd love to hear from you on social media using the hashtag Architect My Life podcast. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at @Aya_Architect My Life. That's Aya, A-Y-A, _Architect My Life. And for women firm owners, I invite you to join the Architect My Life private Facebook group. If you haven't already, we'd appreciate it if you'd subscribe to the show, as well as rate or review us wherever you access podcasts. And if you think you have something to add to the conversation through your success running a business, we invite you to apply to be a guest in one of our upcoming episodes. Visit architectmylife.com/podcast to learn more. Maybe you're not in a position to share your success story yet. That's okay. Take your business to the next level with our coaching and online courses. Get everything you need at architectmylife.com. Remember, there is a way to manage it all so you can achieve more. I'm Aya Schlachter. Thanks again for listening.